Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Chapter entitled Narada's Teachings to Vasudeva, Text Number 32. Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam.
Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam.
Sangopam Gastra Parshadam.
Sangopam Gastra Parshadam.
Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar.
Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar.
Yajantihi Sumedasaha.
Yajantihi Sumedasaha.
Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam.
Krishna Vanam Tusha Krishnam.
Sangopam Gastra Parshadam.
Sangopam Gastra Parshadam.
Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai.
Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai.
Yajantihi Sumedasaha.
Yajantihi Sumedasaha.
Krishna Vanam Trisha Krishnam.
Krishna Vanam Trisha Krishnam.
Sangopam Gastra Parshadam.
Sangopam Gastra Parshadam.
Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai.
Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai.
Jantihi Sumedasaha.
Jantihi Sumedasaha.
Krishna Varnam.
Krishna Varnam.
Repeating the syllables Krishna.
Krishna.
Tusha.
Tusha.
With a luster.
With a luster.
A Krishnam.
A Krishnam.
Not black.
Not black.
Golden.
Golden.
Sa'anga.
Sa'anga.
Along with associates.
Along with associates.
Upa'anga.
Upa'anga.
Servitors.
Servitors.
Astra.
Astra.
Weapons.
Weapons.
Parashadam.
Parashadam.
Confidential companions.
Confidential companions.
Yagyai.
Yagyai.
By sacrifice.
By sacrifice.
Sankirtana Prayai.
Sankirtana Prayai.
Consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Yajanti.
Yajanti.
They worship.
They worship.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Sumedasaha.
Sumedasaha.
Intelligent persons.
Intelligent persons.
Translation in Prabhupada by his divine. Actually, it's the followers of Srila Prabhupada. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Translation responsibly. In the age of Kali,
in the age of Kali,
intelligent persons,
intelligent persons,
perform congregational chanting.
Perform congregational chanting.
To worship the incarnation of Godhead.
To worship the incarnation of Godhead.
Who constantly sings the names Krishna.
Who constantly sings the names Krishna.
Although his complexion is not blackish.
Although his complexion is not blackish.
He is Krishna himself.
He is Krishna himself.
He is accompanied by all his associates.
He is accompanied by all his associates.
Servants.
Servants.
Weapons,
weapons,
and confidential companions.
And confidential companions.
Purple. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 3, verse 52. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada has given the following commentary on this verse. So this is Prabhupada's purport. This text is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as the Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, He also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaura Hari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Vahanam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Vahanam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varanayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sango Pangastra Parshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes uses weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all-attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates, like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, and Srivas. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishnavanam Trisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet, as hummingbees are attracted to a lotus flower." The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows: "Subhana Vano He Mango Varangash Chandanan Gadi." In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with a pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. He also has quoted Sannyas, Krich, Chana, Shanto, Nishta, Shanti, Parayana. In his later pastimes, he accepts the Sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Omagyan timanandasya ginanjana shalakaya chakshurin militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swabhadantikam vansha kalpatarubhyas cha kripa sindubhi eva cha petitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadata Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this particular verse of the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, verse 32, it describes the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. The Bhagavatam is considered to be Amala Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam, Amalam, Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. It is the supreme scripture. It is Amala Purana, which means it is completely pure. There is nothing defective within the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the topmost scripture. How do we know it is the topmost scripture? Because if you look at the Acharya's commentaries, the Srimad Bhagavatam, out of all of the Puranas, out of all the Vedic literatures, the Bhagavad Gita, the Mahabharata, all the significant scriptures, it has by far the most commentaries. Padma Purana, Vishnu Purana, some of the other prominent Shastras, they also have several commentaries. The Bhagavatam has at least a dozen commentaries. And before Srila Prabhupada, now you guys, you have to be a little bit quiet. Before Srila Prabhupada would write his purports, he would look at the commentaries. He had a big, thick black book, which he traveled with all over the world. And before he would write his purports, he would look at the commentaries of all of the previous Acharyas. Right? And there are many, many commentaries which are there. So this shows that the Bhagavatam is the supreme scripture. And it was favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Today is his appearance day, Gaur Panim. He would relish hearing Bhagavatam more than any other scripture. It describes in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that he would go, when he was staying in Jagannath Puri in his final pastimes, then every day he was living in the Gambira. Right? Hands up if you've been to Jagannath Puri, the Gambira. And so many devotees have been there. So if you go from the Gambira to Tota Gopinath Temple, that's where Gadadhar Pandit was living. And Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani herself. So who is a better teacher of the Bhagavatam than Radharani herself? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, every day would walk down to the Tota Gopinath temple to hear the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit would cry tears of ecstasy while reciting the Bhagavatam. It actually says in the Bhagavatam itself, if you chant the name of Krishna and tears do not come to your eyes, your heart is still framed. So that means we have a long way to go. Tears should be coming from our eyes, right, when we're chanting. I mean, otherwise, we're not getting the result of the chanting. That's not the purpose. So it is described that Gadadhar, when he was reciting the Bhagavatam, tears would come from his eyes. And that the ink on the pages, they would become smeared by the tears which are coming from his eyes. It describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Lord Chaitanya, when Gadadhar Pandit would read a pastime, he would say, "Read it again." And it says sometimes they would read the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj 100 times. Vasudev Kata Ruchi. Bhagavatam says, we have to have a taste for hearing and chanting. If you fall asleep in the Bhagavatam class, then there's something wrong with your devotional service. You imagine Lord Chaitanya falling asleep? Gadadhar Pandit's reading, and Lord Chaitanya's like drifting off. It's not possible. How can we do it? We can only do it because we lack taste. Bhagavatam says, Vasudev Kata, you must have taste for hearing and chanting. So the Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. This is the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. The 11th canto is like a summary study of the previous, everything which has been in the first 10 cantos, right? Burujan Prabhu has written a wonderful book called The Backward Glance, which is a commentary on 11th and 12th canto. Because now everything has been spoken by Shukadev to Parikshit Maharaj. He has 7 days. So now we're in the 11th canto, so this would be probably day 5 or day 6 or something like that. And after speaking everything, now he's nothing new is there, but he's going to summarize everything which was there previously. Now this particular verse is describing the incarnation, this comes in the section, about the incarnation of the Yuga avatars. And it says that in Kali Yuga, this particular avatar will come. This is one of the most important verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it actually predicts the golden form of Krishna coming. Now, if you study this section of the Yuga avatars, in a... what do they call the four Yugas together?
Divya.
Divya Yuga. Yeah, the Divya Yuga. In a day of Lord Brahma, there are 1,000 Divya Yugas, which means 1,000 cycles. Right, 4,332,000 years. Right, 1,000 cycles which go past. Now, out of those 1,000 cycles, in 999 Kali Yugas, the incarnation of Krishna is blackish. Right, it mentions, yeah, you know, he is a blackish color. It's only in this one particular Kali Yuga that Krishna appears in a golden form. Right? We don't understand how fortunate we are. Right? Krishna himself, Swayam Bhagavan, in the other 999 Dwapara Yugas, it is an incarnation of Vishnu or Narayan who descends in the Dwapara Yuga. It's not the Swayam Bhagavan or the original form of Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan. This only happens once out of 1,000. And when did this happen? 5,000 years ago. So can you imagine how fortunate we are? This is a 1 in 1,000 opportunity. On top of that, then Krishna came again 4,500 years later in a golden form. Same Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the original form of Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan, only 500 years ago. He is historically recorded. If you look in history books, there is a saint called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is there in history. He's recorded. This is so not long ago. And we are living here in Melbourne, the most livable city in the world. In Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, arguably one of the best temples in the world in ISKCON. And still we fall asleep in Bhagavatam class. Like what? Look at our opportunity. Look at the significance.
Right.
How wonderful an opportunity is. How powerful it is. How rare this opportunity is. It is a 1 in 1,000 opportunity. And then you have to be a human being at the right time. And you don't have to just be a human being at the right time. You have to be Sumedha Saha, which means you have to have enough intelligence to actually take up this process. So it is an extremely rare situation. So it says here that this particular incarnation is the Channa Avatar. Channa Avatar means a
hidden
incarnation. He's not mentioned very much within the scriptures. Right? There's not a lot of mention about a golden form. Right? It's like it's a hidden form. Why is he hidden? Because he is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. If you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it substantiates Lord Chaitanya's descent. The third chapter of the Adi Lila, what does it discuss? Yeah, the external reason is chapter 3 and the confidential reason is chapter 4. Right. So in the third chapter it describes The external reason for him coming. Why does he come? To spread the Yuga Dharma. Harinam Sankirtan. That is his purpose. That's why he comes. In the fourth chapter, it describes his internal reason for coming. Why does he personally come? There are many verses which are described there in the fourth chapter of the Adi Lila, which describe the internal reason for him coming. Now, what is the internal reason? Why does Krishna come again? He just came 5,000 years ago. It is called Parishishta Lila, like an incomplete feeling. Like sometimes you will do something and you feel incomplete. I didn't do my service properly. I should have done it better. Or I could have experienced more. Or I could have taken more from this. So Krishna himself is feeling like that. He is sitting with Srimati Radharani and he looks at Radharani and he says, you understand or you relish me more than I relish myself. Even I am the Supreme Lord. I am the Lord of everything. But still you are getting a deeper experience. Because no one but you can fully extract and experience the glory, the sweetness, and the bliss that you can experience. The glory of Srimati Radharani's love is beyond any other devotee. She is the topmost devotee. Actually, Jiva Goswami says, Srimati Radharani is so qualified, Krishna doesn't even need anyone else. So then we can ask, why are we here? Because Srimati Radharani is merciful. And how does she feel? I want to share Krishna with others. So because she wants to share Krishna with others, Krishna expands, right? So many other personalities. In other words, we exist because of her desire. Because she is relishing Krishna, she wants all of us to relish Krishna also. That's why we have to approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Right? Her name is first, we have to enter through her. So, Krishna understands when he studies Srimati Radharani, the glory of her love. She will do anything for me. She is unadulterated, pure love. Right? As Bhagavatam says, Savai Pumsam, Paro Dhammo, Yato Bhaktir at Hoksaje, Ahoy Tuki, Yapratihata, Yayatma Supersedenti. Pure devotional service is unmotivated, uninterrupted. Right? Srimati Radharani is completely unmotivated and uninterrupted. Right? As the last verse of Shikshastika says, whether you handle me roughly by your embrace or make me brokenhearted by not being present before me, still you are my Lord. Srimati Radharani, she feels, if Krishna takes more pleasure with being with another gopi, let him be with another gopi. But when he's with another gopi, she becomes angry. Why? Why does she become angry? Because she understands, I can please Krishna more than the other gopi can. And Krishna deserves the best service. So he should come and be with me. That's why she gets angry. It's not a selfish, egotistical mentality. But it's the consciousness of pure love. Her love is so selfless, she says, Krishna should come and be with me. Right? And actually, that is how Mayapur appeared. Mayapur Dham. Mayapur and Vrindavan are non-different. How did Mayapur appear? Because Srimati Radharani heard that Krishna was with another gopi. Right? The name of the gopi was? Viraja. Right? She was another gopi, Viraja. Right? So Radharani heard Krishna was with this other gopi. So then Radharani came to see, who is Krishna with? Why is Krishna not with me? And then Krishna heard, Srimati Radharani is coming. So he said to Viraja, turn into a river quickly. So Viraja turned into a river, the Viraja River. And then Radharani came and saw only Krishna was there. But she could smell, another gopi has been here. Right? I know. She knew. So she left in Man, which means jealous anger. She was angry. So it says that she went to another place, Navadweep. Nava means a new dweep, a new island, in between the Ganga and the Jamuna, which is Navadweep, Mayapur. So she went there to that place, and then with all of her gopi assistants, she designed and created Mayapur Dam.
So I wake up when you say
hi, Pixie. So she created Mayapur Dam. After creating Mayapur Dam, she sat down and she played a flute very beautifully. Imagine how beautiful Radharani playing the flute would sound. And when Krishna heard that, he thought, she wants me now. Right? She played the flute in such a way, he said, Krishna, come here now. Right? So then Krishna, he came straight to Mayapur. And when he got there, he sat down with Srimati Radharani. And Krishna had tears in his eyes. And what was Krishna thinking? She has done all of this for me. She's created all of this just for me. It was so beautiful as Vrindavan itself. So then he said to Srimati Radharani, I will stay here forever. And I will relish what you relish, right? The glory of your love. The sweetness that you feel, that you experience in me, and the bliss that you feel when you taste all the sweetness within me, I will experience that in this place. So then he stayed there in Mayapur Dam. Radharani said, if you begin to experience everything that I am experiencing, you will go mad. What is the topmost level of bhakti called? Mahabhav. Right? And if you go into Mahabhav, if you study it, there are different elements of Mahabhav. One is called Unmada. Unmad means divine madness. Like if you read chapter 46, 47 of the 10th canto, and you see Radharani is talking to a bumblebee, Brahmara Gita. Right? She is mad at that point. You know, who talks to a bee? She's not just talking to a bee, she's having a deep conversation with this bee. You know, who are you? You know, and you're blackish. And you remind me of someone else who is blackish. And I don't like black people. She's bad. And you know who the bee was? It was actually Krishna. Krishna took the form of the bee. And when she's talking like that, it was disturbing him seeing her so emotional. The bee, he was beginning to like, it was hard for him to hover in the air. He was like, you know, like when bees get intoxicated and they almost start like, you know, crashing into things and like that. So he was listening to that conversation. That's the Brahmara Gita. Right? So Radharani said to Krishna that you, if you experience what I am experiencing, you will go mad. And your body will fall on the ground. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, during the Rath Yatra, sometimes Lord Chaitanya would jump into the air and crash to the ground, and everyone thought every bone in his body must have smashed. He would go up and crash to the ground. And he would lay there, and then everyone, he would open his eyes and get up again and do it again, dancing and like mad. He was so intoxicated. So what she did, she said, if you're going to take my bhav, it describes this in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you take my bhav, my sentiment, and you become mad, you will also have to take my duty. And duty means my effulgence, my complexion. So Radharani, she covered Krishna with her own form. That's why it says Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya, is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Srimati Radharani covered Krishna so that when Krishna would hit the ground, she would protect him. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't feel when he hits the ground. Radharani is there cushioning. That is loving devotional service. Can you imagine loving so much you would do that? Imagine, you know, you envelope your kid, you know, just put your form over your child. So whenever your child hurts that, it's actually you who hurt yourself. Or you see in the Mahaprakash Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 21 hours sitting on the throne, right? He sat on the throne and he said, I am he. I am he. Everyone worship me. Worship me. So Lord Chaitanya sat there at Sri Vasanga for 21 hours and everyone worshipped him. And he would call all the devotees forward. And he called Haridas Thakur forward. And he said, Haridas, Don't you remember when you were being beaten in the 22 marketplaces and you didn't feel anything from that beating? Do you remember? And Haridas said, yes, I remember. I was going through the marketplace and the Muslims were beating him with bamboo. Anyone ever hit you with bamboo?
No.
No? Like, imagine it would hurt. It's a big bamboo sitting on the back, smashing him. 22 marketplace, he didn't feel anything. And Mahaprabhu said, remember, you did not feel anything? Mahaprabhu showed him. He said, look. And who took all the... Everything was there. Because that's how much Krishna loves the devotee. That's how much the devotee loves Krishna. That's why Lord Chaitanya is a golden form. Right? He is a hidden form. He's a Chana avatar. Right? Hidden incarnation of Krishna. He only appears once in 1,000 Kali Yugas. And we are so fortunate that we are here in Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir in front of the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is the second heaviest metal deity of Lord Chaitanya on the planet. The only bigger one is in Mayapur itself. Right? He weighs 0.5 ton. He is right there, right in front of us. And he's installed by Srila Prabhupada himself. Melbourne, and then Prabhupada said, Melbourne, Mahaprabhu, Mandir. After he installed, Lord Chaitanya, you see that we're fortunate that you can actually see the video where Prabhupada is bathing, going in time. So how fortunate are we? 1 in 1,000. In the most livable city in the world. The only thing we don't have is toilet paper. Everything else we have. The one thing lacking in the city is toilet paper. I kept hearing it, no toilet paper. And then I went into Coles the other day because we had to go shopping. There's no toilet paper. You know, I was walking down the aisle, one lady was walking one way, and I said, oh, no toilet paper. No toilet paper. People are crazy. Everyone, quick, buy toilet paper. Because there's big problems in the world, that will save you. This is how mad the world has become. The world has become mad. Everyone is running, hoarding toilet paper. What should we be hoarding? The holy name. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone should be running, grabbing, give me the Maha Mantra, give it to me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I simply run behind you, chanting, Krishna, Krishna. Give me the holy name, give me the holy name. That is the actual mentality. It describes, Jiva Goswami describes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation. He is in the mood of a mad king. When the king goes mad. Just imagine well, we don't have a king. Now we have ScoMo. But imagine if he went mad. He is mad. Imagine if he went, actual mad, love of Godhead. So he says it's like the king goes mad. And the king goes into his treasury because he's intoxicated. He took too much Varuna juice. Right now he's mad. Right? So he goes into the treasury and he grabs all of his most precious jewels and he walks out on the street and he says, hey, you, come here. And you walk over and he says, take this. And he says, why are you giving me this? Just take it. Go. Have it. Right? You have this. Like, just giving out all these most valuable jewels. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it says that Krishna is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He's become mad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, and he's just running around the world saying, take this, take that, everybody, have love of Godhead. Just take it. And you say, I'm not qualified. Who cares? Just have it. But I'm not qualified. Have more. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Nithai, do not see or accept offences. That doesn't mean you can commit offences. Because Lord Nityananda is not foolish. If you think, oh, Gaur Nithai, they will let me off, don't worry, I can do some offences. No, they will come in heavy. But it says they do not see, if means unknown offences or unintentional offences. We all commit offences. They do not see that. They forgive us very easily. But if you commit actual offenses knowingly, which is an offense against the Holy Name, then you will get punished. They're not silly. Lord Nityananda is very powerful. There's a very nice pastime in the Chaitanya Mangala. Who wrote the Chaitanya Mangala? Lord Chandas Thakur. Yeah. What are the three most important books about Lord Chaitanya, the biographies? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad, and Chaitanya Mangala. Right. Who wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Where did he write it? On the bank of Radhakut. Yeah, very good. You can go to the place where he actually wrote Chaitanya. Whenever we go there, we pray. Krishnas Kaviraj, please reveal what's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in my heart. Please let me understand these things. And then Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's interesting, when Prabhupada was contemplating translating one of the biographies of Lord Chaitanya, he hadn't decided between Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He hadn't decided which one. So he was sitting there with Achyutananda Maharaj at the time and Bhavananda Maharaj at the time. And he said, Achyutananda, which book should I translate? Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat? And Achyutananda Maharaj said, Prabhupada, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then he said, Bhavananda Maharaj said, what should I translate? And Bhavananda Maharaj didn't even know the difference between the two of them. He never read either of them. He didn't even know. He said, but he thought he'd be different too. So he said, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, okay, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So then that's why he translated Chaitanya. But actually, Prabhupada wanted all these things translated. Prabhupada would have liked to have translated all of them. So Chaitanya Mangala gives a very wonderful pastime. Narad Muni comes down to earth. And when he comes to earth, he sees that it is Kali Yuga. And then he thinks, what will we do for everyone? Kali Yuga has begun. Kali Yuga is Kali Dosha Nite Rajan. 12th canto of the Bhagavad Gita says it is an ocean of faults. There's so many problems in Kali Yuga. You can't even get toilet paper anymore. Right? There's so many problems in Kali Yuga. Right? So in Kali Yuga, Narad Muni was thinking, how do we deliver the conditioned souls? So then he went into meditation. And while he was meditating, Lord Jagannath appeared to him and said, come here to Jagannath Puri. So then he came to Jagannath Puri. And then when he saw Lord Jagannath said, I want you to go to Goloka Vrindavan and you will see my form who appears in Kali Yuga. So then he began to travel on his Veena. He plays his Veena, he chants, he travels. Narad Muni is the transcendental spaceman. So he went up to, and he stopped in at Vaikuntha. And when he got to Vaikuntha, he saw Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan said, I told you to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Why did you stop here? And he said, well, I was going past, so I thought I would offer my obeisances. Go, Goloka. So he goes to Goloka. And when he enters Goloka Vrindavan, he sees Krishna sitting on a throne. And Krishna is golden color in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And on one side, there are many gopis, Srimati Radharani and all of her assistants. On the other side is Queen Rukmini and all of the queens. And they're doing a Maha Abhishek of Gauranga. And Gauranga is there and they're passing water pots and Radharani and Rukmini are bathing him. And he's sitting there and being bathed and enjoying the Abhishek, Maha Abhishek, all of his devotees. And then he stops. And Lord Chaitanya said, very soon we will go down to the material world. And he said, all of you will come with me. And he said, most of you will come with me, but a few of you will go before me. And some of you will also come after me. And we will go there and we will spread the Yuga Dharma. Harinam Sankirtan. And then it actually says in Chaitanya Mangala, he turned to one devotee. He looked at one devotee. Right? It's not written who it was. But he said, this devotee, he will come later than all of us. He will come at the end. And when he comes, everyone will try to leave India. They will go across the oceans to flee the sacred land of Bharatvaj. And they will try to forget Krishna. And that devotee, he will cross the oceans and with the axe of the Harinam Sankirtan, he will go and he will cut their material desires and he will give them Krishna Prema. Right? And he said, that devotee is my Senapati Bhakta, means my commander in chief. We don't know which associate it was, but we know who it was who came. And Prabhupada was predicted in Chaitanya Mangala. 500 years ago, this is written. The Senapati Bhakta will come. Right? And when he comes, then he will distribute prema to everyone. We have to understand, what is the goal of this Hare Krishna movement? Right? It is prema. Prema pumata mahan, Mahaprabhu himself says. Right? The goal is to develop love for Krishna. And if you want to develop love for Krishna, first you have to approach Advaita Acharya. You have to approach Advaita Acharya. Then you pray to Advaita Acharya, please give me your mercy. And Advaita says, my birthday is today, but in 1 week it'll be the birthday of Nityananda Prabhu. You go to him and pray to him. So then you go to Lord Nityananda and you pray to him on Nityananda Trayodashi. And you say, Nityananda Prabhu, please give me Krishna Prema. And he said, I will give it to you, but you have to wait 1 month for the next Purnima. Right? And then that day is here today. This is our opportunity today to get Krishna Prema. Today is easy to get Krishna Prema, love for Krishna. If you chant and dance in ecstasy before the deity of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada says you can develop love of Godhead. But who of us were doing that today? Who of us were giving our hearts completely 100% to Lord Chaitanya in the kirtan? So maybe we missed our chance, but we're lucky because there's more kirtan coming today. Or, if you're very ecstatic, you can stay here in front of the deities all day and just chant in ecstasy, like a madman, dance and chant. It is possible. Because today you can get love of Godhead more than any other day of the year. Now it says here that how does Lord Chaitanya attract everyone in Kali Yuga? It says in this verse, by his beauty. So what does that mean? Right? It means beauty. How does someone become beautiful? Right? It's not external, actually. Because sometimes you see someone who's very beautiful woman, or a very handsome man. Sometimes you see them. Like I was traveling last week, and this one man sat next to me. And he was so attractive. I was a little stunned when I saw him. And I thought, this person is beautiful. It says Krishna is so beautiful in his original form. Krishna is so beautiful, even men feel lusty desires. That's how beautiful Krishna is. Even men are attracted and think, who is this person? So this person said to me, he seemed very attractive physically. And I thought, oh, he's very attractive. He must be a very auspicious person. And then we were traveling. And the whole time he's traveling, he's on his phone playing, I don't know what they call the games, but, you know, those silly games people play on the phones. You know, where, like, you know, bubbles go around and stuff like that. And then I thought, there's not much going on in there. Were they going like Candy Pop or something? I don't know what it's called, but... So physically, you can be physically attractive, but it's what's going on in the inside that makes you attractive. Because I lost attraction to the person. No, I did, because I thought no, there's not much going on in there. Externally something, but internally not much. Same if a woman is very beautiful, and you see that beautiful woman, but then she speaks unpleasantly, you think, oh, who is this person? This is not very nice. Her heart is not good. Right? Very beautiful on the outside. If someone is beautiful on the outside and the inside, right, that is actual beauty. That is complete beauty. So Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're like this. So actually it says in these purports, how does Lord Chaitanya attract everyone in the age of Kali? It's very interesting. It says he embraces everyone. Very interesting. It actually says this in the commentary. He embraces. That's how he attracts everyone. Because when someone embraces you, you feel your heart explodes. You feel so nurtured, you feel so cared for, so loved. Right? So when Lord Chaitanya, he embraces everyone. That's his mood. Like a madman, he goes on the street, here, come here. Embraces you, have love of Godhead. Chant the holy name, everybody. Chant Hare Krishna. That's Lord Chaitanya's mood. Right? And how do we, as it says here, as the Anga, Astra, as the weapon, how do the associates, how do they spread Krishna consciousness? By taking the Lord's mood. being so affectionate to everyone that we meet. You see, sometimes you see videos on Facebook or YouTube or something of Indradumna Swami doing their kirtans around the world, out there in the polished wood, and they grab everyone and they embrace them. Come into the kirtan. I saw Indradumna Swami one time in New Govardhan about 25 years ago. We're having big kirtan. It was on Nisringadev's appearance, I think. And there was a bikie there. You know, bikie? Bikie's like a dacoit guy, kind of like, you know, big bikie guy. He was in the temple in New Govardhan. So he came in, must have been, you know, somehow he came there and he's there. And he was standing on the edge, kind of looking at everyone. You know, everyone was kind of like, looking, you know, who's that guy in the back? It's like Jagai or Madai. Big guy, you know, coming in, is like this. So Indradumna Swami sees him and he goes like this. He goes, and all the devotees moved. And he just went to him and grabbed his hands and slowly pulled him in. And then he started dancing with him. And, you know, the man at the front, he's like, at first he's like, what's going on? Right? But then he started dancing. And then, you're like, you see everything just lifted. And he was dancing in ecstasy with Maharaj. Then Maharaj, like, go over and he went to the back again. Then Maharaj went, right? Embraced him with ecstasy. That's how you bring people to the Hare Krishna movement, right? By love and affection. Prabhupada actually said, in the late 60s, he said, ISKCON goes on by love and trust. Right? If you read Prabhupada's letters, if you read the letter book, if you go back to the late 60s, all the early letters, Prabhupada says this dozens of times, at least a dozen times, if not more. Prabhupada said, ISKCON will go on by love and trust. Again. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. So today, embrace as many people as you can. Embrace the devotees, embrace the non-devotees, bring everyone to Krishna, spread the holy name, chant the holy name, Kirtaniya ha sada hari, non-stop. Today is only for one thing, chanting. No matter what other service you're doing, keep chanting. If you're in the office on your computer, just in the middle of while you're typing, you say, Hare Krishna! Everybody in the office, you chant, Hare Krishna! I knew one devotee. He used to work in Melbourne. He was in an office. And in the morning, he used to always wear tilak to work. He wears suit, but tilak. And he trained everyone in the office. In the morning, everyone says, good morning, hello, like that. He would not respond unless they said, Hari Bol. So everyone in the office, when they see him in the morning, they say, Hari Bol. He'd say, Hari Bol. Right? Because if they didn't chat, he wouldn't say anything. So he got the whole office chanting, Hari, everyone, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, every morning, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. This is the mood of the devotees. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Gopani Mahamahotsava ki, Srila Prabhupada Sinapati Bhakta ki. Any questions or comments?
In Treta Yuga, Rama appeared, and in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna appeared, and in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Who appeared in Satya Yuga?
In Satya Yuga, if you read in this section, this chapter, it describes in Satya Yuga there is white incarnation. Shukla means white. So if you read, he has many different names. And Treta Yuga, there's many different names. The Yuga avatar, right there. And then Lord Ramachandra is not the Yuga avatar. He is a Leela avatar. He's a different type of avatar. But he comes in Treta Yuga also. And then Krishna comes in Dwapara Yuga in the blackish form. So if you read in this chapter, it will tell you all about the different incarnations, the different Yuga avatars. So, any other questions? Come on. Yeah.
Why did the Lord appear in this in Satya Yuga?
Why did he appear in Satya Yuga?
Like in Kali Yuga, he came to uplift the fallen souls.
Yeah, same. The Yuga avatar teaches the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma means the way to approach Krishna in that particular age. So in Satya Yuga, everyone meditates. So there's an incarnation that comes and he teaches everyone meditation. Right? And then in Treta Yuga, it is sacrifice. So there's an incarnation called Jagya. He has different names. He comes, he teaches Jagyas. And then in Dwapara Yuga, it is deity worship. So then everyone worships the form. So there's an incarnation that comes to teach. And in Kali Yuga, we have the Nam Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that.
How is it that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted the holy name to be spread in every town and village, but now many people I meet walks on the street and they don't even know what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
is? So what's the question?
No, why is it like that? Like Mahaprabhu wanted to spread like all over the world, but we don't like see so many people knowing about
it. Prabhupada said, if you read in Servant of the Servant, there's one book, that's Mal Krishna's room. Right. If you read in Seven, so Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishnamurti in a letter, he said, if we all completely surrendered to Prabhupada, all of us surrendered completely, if we all became like Prabhupada, that level of surrender, Prabhupada said we could take over the USA in 18 days. So if the question is, why is it not spreading enough? It's because we're not surrendering enough. That's the principle. If we surrender more, it will spread. But that being said, it is spreading like crazy at the moment. Krishna consciousness is spreading like crazy, more than what many of us understand at the moment. There's a lot of Krishna consciousness spreading around the world. So just if we keep preaching, all of us together, then we'll see the effect happening more and more. Especially now, like the world is crashing before our eyes. It's actually crazy. There's about to be a global financial crash. It's on its way. It's beginning to happen, whether it's caused by the coronavirus or whatever it's caused by, but it's beginning to happen. So people will become more and more desperate, there'll be more problems, and people will take to Krishna consciousness more and more. So this is the best time to preach, to spread Krishna consciousness. So just keep working hard. Yeah.
Well, you quoted that verse of Vasudeva Katarji, that by hearing Bhagavatam one develops taste and we fall asleep or whatever. So does that one... Can one have full attention and develop faith irrespective of who the speaker is?
It's easier when the speaker is someone that you like hearing from. Like, you know, I have my personal favourite, two of your personal favourites. Everyone has their favourite Bhagavatam speakers. It's much easier to listen when they're speaking. But we have to train our mind that whoever is speaking, then we still listen with rapt attention, Prabhupada said. So you still have to train your mind. You know, I've never gone to a class, ever. I've never gone to a Bhagavatam class where I didn't get at least one thing from the class. But you have to listen. It's hard to get something out of the class if you're asleep. I've noticed that. That's hard. So don't sleep. You're going to come to class, don't sleep. Like that. And you'll get at least one thing. So, any other question?
Yeah.
First.
Okay, you were mentioning how Prabhupada... I suppose the fact that ISKCON will continue based on love and trust.
Yeah.
But sometimes devotees might experience that in the association of devotees, it doesn't always feel like it's relationships of love and trust. So how do we see that? Like, if people come, they don't necessarily have pleasant experiences when they come into the association of devotees, so they end up leaving sour or things like that.
Prabhupada said, there's a letter where he says that if someone leaves, because sometimes people do leave. Prabhupada said it's 50% our fault and 50% their fault. Nothing can make you leave. There's no test or, you know, we've all gone through our tests in ISKCON as well. But nothing can make you leave. That's a choice you make. But, okay, 50% still lies with the other side, the devotees. So we have to learn to treat devotees better. So at least you, because the only person you can control in your life is yourself, you be... Now, like one friend of mine, Adi Purush Prabhu, when he gives class, he says, you have to take vitamins every day. Right? He said, especially B1. Right? You have to, devotees always say, oh, you know, someone's like, you know, they're leaving and it's because, no, you be one. You be one. You be the one who stops them from leaving. Yeah, you go and give them the vitamins out. And usually all you've got to do is just go and give someone a hug. Quite serious. I'm being serious. It's interesting. Tamal Krishnamurti, the last time he came to Australia in 2001, on his last trip, just before he left the world, it was interesting because we hadn't seen him for 2.5 years because he had cancer and he hadn't come. So he came, he arrived in New Govardhan, he flew in, we all met him, we did Guru Puja, and I was actually doing the aarti, I was doing it. And then in the middle, you know, you're meditating with your guru and I hadn't seen him for 2 years, like, And he saw one of his god brothers at the door, and he said, "Hey, come like this." And he came and sat next to him while I was doing the arti. So I'm trying to like concentrate on my guru, like all, you know, formal and everything. My guru's just sitting there, you know, holding the hand of his god brother. They're just talking, they're just laughing and joking. You know, it's like the cowherd boys, you know, just, you know, and I'm trying to like do this whole serious, like Lord Brahma kind of, you know, like thing. So then at the end, you know, when we finished the guru prayer and we all sat down, it's interesting, the first thing he said, "What ISKCON needs is more hand holding." Interesting. He could have said anything. You know, it was like all these realizations after having his cancer and going through all these difficulties. We hadn't seen him for a long time. And, you know, our guru Khans were expecting him to say, you know, speak about Radharani and Krishna and like the, you know, the intimate relationship, like all the, you know, esoteric stuff. No, first thing he said, ISKCON needs more hand holding. He's saying that while he's holding the hand of one of his god brothers in the middle of his guru group without any formality. You know, he wasn't sitting there like a guru. He was just sitting there laughing and joking. You know, I'm doing like this whole arty thing and, you know, trying to put flowers on his feet, and he's just like, you know, joking. It's like, so, you know, if you know someone's going to leave or someone's struggling, go and give them a hug and hold their hand and say, "Can I do anything for you?" And what will they do? They'll probably stay, because at least they got one friend. Everyone else in this group could be bad, but at least one person is good. So we should make them feel like that, right? And then they'll say, "Oh, actually, most of the guys are all right." Right? And he said, "Come, let's all go and do kirtan together." Like before, we're all doing kirtan together. Was anyone thinking bad things? You know, we don't think, "Oh, this person, that." No, we just all think, Hare Krishna, Krishna. The problem is we're not doing enough kirtan. That's another problem. You do more kirtan? You know, we're doing kirtan, do you have problems? You know, while you're chanting, you don't like think, "Oh, you know, my bank account, all these things," you know. You know, just absorb yourself in the holy name. And Prabhupada actually said, if we chant in the morning and the evening together, he said, all the problems will disappear.
Ganga generally they say Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Why means? Because Ram Bhagavan appeared in Treta Yuga, then Krishna appeared in Dwapara Yuga. that is the explanation they give why they chant, say, first Rama and then Krishna. So
why do we do it the other way around?
No, I'm not asking. I am very convinced that Krishna comes first, but they give that explanation.
In the Vedas it is written, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Like, it's written like that. Now, the smarter brahmanas, the people who are too much attached to rules and regulations, "Oh no, it is not in the Vedas, you cannot do it." Just like the other day, these Vaishnavas came to our farm. They were from a different, they weren't in ISKCON, they were from another, like, mutt. And they came, and they're very strict, like, you know, like Vedic Brahmins, just like everything. And they came, and we have a dog called Bronte. And they freaked out. They freaked out because they said, if the, you know, she comes up and sniffs. And then they said, "Oh, you know, no, don't come near us." You know, and then they said, if she touches us, then we have to go and take bath. They actually said that, right? So we say, "Hey, Bronte, come on, go away," because he's making them feel uncomfortable. He said, "Come on, go away." Right. So people get so caught up in the rules and the regulations. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did, he took the Vedic mantra and then he broke it in half. And then he put it the other way, joined it back together, and he said, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." Because in the Vedas it says, unless you are a brahmana, you're not allowed to chant the mantra. Don't chant the mantra. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, everyone, hey, you chant, come here. Start chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then when he went through the forest, he said to the tiger, chant. Right? And then the tiger started, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the tiger and the deer had their arms around each other. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. And it said they were kissing each other. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant. And then all the devotees traveled from Mayapur. They walked for 1 month to see Lord Chaitanya in Puri. And the whole time they came, there was one dog. He was with them the whole time. And every day they would feed the dog. He joined, you know, the whole time he walked for 1 month with them. And then the last couple of days he disappeared. And devotees got upset because they became attached to the dog. Oh, where is Dog Prabhu, Bronte. Everyone got upset, right? So then when they got to Puri, they walked in, the dog was sitting there, Lord Chaitanya was there, Lord Chaitanya was eating coconut. Eating, and then he's throwing his remnants to, hey, like that. And then when the dog caught the coconut in the mouth, we go, right? And then Lord Chaitanya said, hey, Krishna, bowl, bowl, bowl. Right? And the dog starts to say, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like that. And then it said a couple of days later, the dog had gone, and everyone knew the dog went back to Goloka. So that's why Lord Chaitanya broke the mantra. Okay, anyone can have it. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki? Shriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki? Gopani Maha Mahotsava ki? Taking Melbourne back to Godhead ki? Gopri Mahanandaya.